Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cooey Red Line Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a heavy cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity, live and learn.
Who ready for some football? Who ready for some football? Football is back. How many of y'all got your fantasy teams already set? I'm setting mine up right now. Yeah. That one with the king, and of course, FanDuel. FanDuel is mine. I almost won twice the year before and last year. I only got two wrong. And then the second half, only got one wrong in my fantasy football last year. Only got one wrong. And I would have got all 10 right. I would have won $10,000. I'm going to get it this year. How many of y'all got fantasy football? It's one of the best things they created to make the game more exciting. You know, it's really cool. I'm also dedicating this show again to Nancy Nicholson, who passed away on July the 30th. Lieutenant Uhura, first black African-American who opened doors for other African-Americans and other women, and NASA, was spokesperson for NASA and all, and did her role in Star Trek. Miss Nicholson and all the Nicholson family, we love you in the Star Trek community, and I will be talking about her every now and then. Like I said, season 1, season 2, episode 1, season 2, episode 1, episode 2, and episode 3, 4, and 5 of season 4. Okay? I'm still stuck on season 1 bingo. But I'm just trying to get my fans back. Trying to get those states that I had start listening again. But I'm going to need some help. Those people got to help me. You know? Well, like I said, Nancy Nicholson she passed away at age 89. She was the first black woman on a major TV show on a major network. Playing on a major TV show, had a major role, head of communication, fourth in command on a starship called Star Trek. Created by Gene Rittenberry, I'm going to say George Lucas, and Star Trek fans would have just cussed me out when I would have said that. We got some rough fans, it's like football. We got some rough fans. They would have cussed me out and I would say George Lucas. Oh man, I'm glad I correct that one. Star Wars fans would have gave me the finger. Guys, calm down, okay? It's not that serious. It's not that serious. Sorry, Star Wars and Star Trek community. I got it right, though. Gene Rittenberry, creator of Star Trek. George Lucas, creator of Star Wars. Okay, I got it right. So, go take a cold shower, crawl hell. Alright. I just love y'all guys. I can just see the expression on your face here was here. When I grade say George Lucas creator Star Trek, you should see the expression on my face say, "Oh hell no!" but both sci-fi is a legend, you know, in its own way, in its own format. Okay, no matter if you like all 9 movies, or you just like the original Star Wars, or the original Star Trek, or you like all the Star Trek, or you just like some of the Star Trek. and some of the Star Wars. I mean, they got enough to let so you can like some of the cartoons or Star Trek and Star Wars, and some of the TV shows of Star Wars. You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Boba Fett, and more is coming. Already more is coming in the Disney Plus. I mean, when I saw Obi-Wan Kenobi, I loved it. It took me a while to get it, get Disney Plus back. But when I saw it, I just watched the whole entire thing. And I love it. And I love the Boba Fett series, too. Both of them. Really cool, Disney. And thank you. As a Star Wars 97% fan, Star Trek 100% fan. When I say 98%, I mean, is there some things I agree with the fans about episodes 7, 8, and 9. And then George Lucas really wanted to stop at 6. And I love the 7, 7, and 8, and 9. But I agree with George Lucas. It should have never been made, you know. And if they would have been made, they should have been made right. You know, they great movies. And Han Solo should have never died. He should have stayed until the last movie, the last one. And when they go to the next generation of Star Wars, I just hope fans just come out and forgive Disney, okay? I didn't really think they screw up the saga. I really don't. How many of you might watch it, the whole saga, from 1 to 9 this weekend? I might do that. Go get me some popcorn, let's watch the whole saga. Just get my mind off some of the things that's going on. Like the big loss of Nancy Nicholson and all. And just watch, you know. I did that. I dedicated it to some of the movies that I watch with Nancy Nicholson in. I dedicated that to her. I watched Star Trek 5, Star Trek 6, and Star Trek The Voyage Home, Star Trek The Social Spot. So I watched that, and that was dedicated to her. And I just hope that Elwyn Brooks and Snanika Mountain Green, Wendy Goldberg, and the black lady who play in Lower Decks, to do the voice of Lower Decks, the character, I really hope that they come back on and really do something for Nancy Nicholson on First Contact Day. Matter of fact, I hope all the cast do something from every walk. And I'm just hoping Elwyn Brooks will come out on Star Trek on First Contact Day to honor Nancy Brooks. I just hope that he do. He's part of Star Trek, and he opened the doors as the first black African-American to lead the show. Even though he had a space station, he had to defy it, and he had a hit show. I mean, nominated, Emmy Awards. Come on, man. You had a hit show. You was getting paid. You were the leader. You were the main actor, the main character. And you had a son that your wife died. And you took care of that kid all the way through the last season, the last episode. Even though I didn't really like the last episode of Deep Space Nine, I didn't really like him going with the pilot. I didn't like that. I wanted him to stay with his son. The Things We Leave Behind was really good episode, but it seemed like Jacob lost both parents, you know. And I'm really mad at Paramount because they never gave the Space Nine a movie. At least they could have gave him two movies, you know. I mean, two movies? Come on. You should have picked Voyager and Deep Space Nine together. And The Next Generation. Put them all together and made a big movie. You know? But I guess that's how things go in Hollywood, you know. I mean, politicians, I signed up 5 times for the politician back when they went off the air. The last episode, people signed politicians telling Paramount they want a movie. They want a Deep Space Nine movie. We still want one. No, we still want a Deep Space Nine movie. I mean, will we ever get it? I don't know. It takes more one voice to get attention to the people. And Star Trek, YouTubers, and y'all got connections better than I do, and y'all got a lot of fans better than I do that come to make comments on your channel and all, and they gave us Strange New Worlds. They gave us Strange New Worlds. So if we yell loud enough, maybe we get a Deep Space Nine movie. I mean, you yell real big time and you got it. And they heard you. Right? And I think I don't think it's too late, you know. I really don't think it's too late to make one. I mean, even though we lost two characters, main characters in Deep Space Nine, Nark and Ordo, they passed away. But maybe you can recast, you know, the characters and pick up from the episode left off, you know. Y'all fans agree with that? I mean, honor the ones that passed away, especially Nancy Nicholson. You know, dedicate this movie to her. But fans ain't trying to hear it. Y'all get loud enough for getting Strange New Worlds, but you ain't gonna go out your way for a Deep Space Nine movie. I mean, you already have problems with a black woman in charge on Discovery, so, but you put your voice out there on, you know, Strange New Worlds. You know, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know. So, you know, I mean, like I said, it's always going to be prejudice. I mean, even in 24th century, it's going to be prejudice. I don't think that's one of those things we're going to ever get rid of. I mean, people just going to like who they want to like. No, it's a lot at my job. You know, I feel it. They don't have to see it. I feel it. You know, but my job is a good job, and they're good people. The fathers and staff, good people. I mean, you know, this job, one time, after 4 years, I was just into it. But it's losing its value, you know, because maybe this will happen one time, and one time is enough. And I want to make sure it never happened again. And they trying to say I didn't come to work last Tuesday, but I did. But like I said, with Star Trek fans, and some Star Trek fans can make things happen. You know, but this episode is still dedicated to Nancy Nicholson, and we just remember her in your own way, guys. Just go look at an old Star Trek movie. And you got the old videos when they first came out on video. Who got those really old VHS video? I mean, not the remake, not the HD videos, not the remake videos. not the Blu-ray videos. I'm talking about the original, the real deal videos when they first came out. And we had video stores. And you went to the video store and bought every Star Trek movie when it came out. Who got the original VHS videos of Star Wars and Star Trek? If you do, that's so cool. And some of y'all probably buy more than one, because some of y'all probably collect one and then y'all save the other one for a collection and y'all open another one to watch. Now, I couldn't do that because I had mentally disturbed people that I was married to, and I was living with her family, so I couldn't do that at that time. I couldn't even save a Star Trek doll without getting it stolen. And they was Caucasian too. And my wife was too. And they was really on the prejudice side. And I had a lot of Star Trek stuff, a lot of Star Wars stuff. And when I went to live with them, my ex-wife family, biggest mistake I ever made. Biggest mistake. So I had a lot of medals and all that stuff, you know. But this things you, choices you made, choices you paid for. And I paid for it. Really did. Because I saw that in the last 6 months, from January to May, I really saw that, how I paid for it. It's time to move on. That's why I'm still doing my show. I'm still strong. I'm still going. And nothing going to stop me. It's my show. I love it. I love my fans. I love the way they came out and helped me. And guys, and this morning, I don't know, like, I'm going to see what's going on into the world right now, you know. And like I said, this show is still dedicated to Nancy Nicholson and all. And like I said, we're going to be getting into some serious content. And most of that content is going to be from YouTube channels, from YouTubers, okay? So most of this content is from YouTubers, and YouTubers do videos. And this is their videos. They get credit for it. And I'm just commenting on it. I'm just giving y'all some ideas. Definitely gotta get a better microphone, you know. This microphone just make a lot of noise. You know, some of these computers that I had for a while, and they still work. I mean, anybody remember the days when computers first came out and we had to program them, put it on, what you call me? In them, I code in them just to get into them and all. I mean, what the heck is going on here? Okay, when I go to work, sometimes the Wi-Fi at work don't take a long time to connect, and when it do connect, it would be time for me to punch in and go to work. So it takes a long time for it to connect. And so when I get home, I just punch into the Wi-Fi, you know. So we go on to YouTube channel. I mean, when I created this show, I wanted to get into the facts of the strange world of the unknown, the other side, like ghost stories and stuff like that. And just a lot of on the other side, and also get into the news on some strange stuff in the news and stuff like that. Sometimes YouTube is the channel to go to. I mean, they still got things on Michael Jackson and all. The man is dead and they still got things on. Okay. Grand Theft Auto 6, they still talking about it. CEO. So, did they confirm that the release date of Grand Theft Auto 6? Let's find out. Remember, this is YouTube channel. This is not my channel. These people that do the YouTube channels. And you can go to YouTube and find out about the Grand Theft Auto 6 games if you're a fan of that. They're just telling you about some stuff and everything, and I just want to, anybody want to know about Grand Theft Auto 6, no, I'm getting tired of hearing about it. I just wish they go ahead and release the game, you know. But I used this test with this thing. So just listen in.
Year of 2024 runs from take a look back at what Rockstar has said about their other game releases, including Red Dead Redemption 2 and GTA 5, Rockstar Games also provided a very similar outlook to a revenue boost when the game was planned to be released. Now, what makes all of this even more interesting is a few days ago we did receive a big report from Bloomberg, which I discussed in more detail in my recent videos.
So he just talking about how the revenue boost in Take-Two and Rockstar, the people who made Grand Theft Auto, and their investors want to know what's going on, and because they invest in the Rockstar Take-Two. Take-Two owns Rockstar, and the investors want to know what's going on, and and they want to know, and Rockstar saying they planning a investment boost. I mean,
because according to this report, that means that the game is still on track to be released during that timeline, and it hasn't shifted since they last spoke about it. Now, what's interesting is that within the Bloomberg report, they also say that the developers are allegedly skeptical about this timeline. They say that GTA 6 has allegedly been in development in some form since 2014, and although there are loose schedules in place, the people interviewed said that they don't know of any firm release date, and they expect the game to be at least 2 years away. Now, as I mentioned, if we take a look back and look at Rockstar's revenue boost predictions, they've been quite accurate for their other game releases, but as we know,
well, I think we're going to get GTA 6 in 2 years.
So it's very possible that it could be delayed, but at the moment, the estimates directly from Rockstar Games and Take-Two Interactive are between April 2023 and March 2024, and the same thing applies to the developers according to the Bloomberg report, but as I discussed, they are still skeptical on whether they're actually going to be able to meet that deadline. One of the things that Rockstar has vowed to do is to reduce the amount of crunch time before releasing a game. Now, crunch time is actually quite simple, and it is pretty much... I told the people I spent 8 years on this degree, but I hate it, and I really want to change. I'm sorry, I know this sounds crazy. Working extra hours.
So, we just might get a game in 2 years, okay? So let's go see what's in the news and all.
Games for a crunch, at least publicly, was Red Dead Redemption 2. According to some sources, developers were working 100 hours.
So all he was saying that the game might come out in 2024 or 2026 or 2027. They said the game been in development since 2014. That's Grand Theft Auto 6. It's been in development since 2014. And so we really don't know what's going to happen. Let's look at Will Smith. Things, 10 major things Will Smith has lost for doing his slap on Chris Rock. Okay, it's a C. But I don't think he lost it. I think Bad Boy's gonna still be with Will Smith.
Jada boycotting the Academy Awards because of the lack of nominations for black people. Jada said she's not coming, protesting. Isn't she on a television show? Jada boycotting the Oscars is like me boycotting Rihanna's panties. I wasn't invited. Now, of course, Rock's joke about Jada's alopecia-related hair loss is much more personal, and some have defended Will Smith for defending his wife against what they see as an unnecessary and personal attack. Number two, money. A Smith slap could have cost him more than his friendship with Rock, as some comments from Rock suggest that comedian is going to sue Smith.
I don't think so.
With word circulating that Rock may have temporarily lost hearing in one ear. A report from Palm Springs Desert Sun recounted Rock's brief mention of the slapping incident during a comedy show at Fantasy Springs. As the article mentioned, it's unknown if Rock was talking about getting paid for an interview about the incident or hinting at a lawsuit. Number three, film roles. But right now, Will Smith is persona non grata, and several of his film projects, such as Bad Boys 4, have been put on hold. According to the Hollywood
Reporter,
Smith now has Apple Plus's Slave escape drama Emancipation in post-production. The streamer had planned a 2022 debut, but has not dated its release. But these actions suggest Hollywood is biding its time with any projects with Smith's name attached to them. Other projects like I Am Legend 2, which was to pair Smith and Michael B. Jordan, could be impacted as well. Will these star vehicles like Bad Boys and I Am...
Why are you not investing?
I think all those movies, Bad Boys 4 and I Am Legend 2, is going to be made.
I Am Legend be recast or scrapped due to Smith being perceived as a box office poison. Number 4 is marketability. A Smith slap couldn't have come at a worse time thanks to him winning a Best Actor award for his role in King Richard. Winning an Academy Award can have a snowball effect because it takes an actor to the next level in terms of marketability. We've all seen this in various film trailers that mention Academy Award winner John Doe or Academy Award winner Jane Doe, a tool Hollywood uses to increase a film's prestige. This usually results in bigger paydays for actors because they know, and if they don't know, their agents certainly know that their elite status makes them even more bankable. Right now, Smith will be lucky to find work on the dramatic series Bel-Air, let alone a film. Number 5, banned from the Academy. Smith resigned from the Academy.
Will Smith? Nah, I don't think. I don't think. Hollywood is very smart. They're very smart. Right now, Will Smith is this one. Freeze. This man who doing this video, he don't know Hollywood. He don't know Hollywood. And I think I Am Legend 2 and Bad Boys 4 is going to be made. You know why? Because his buddy, Martin Lewis, gonna make it happen. Martin Lewis ain't gonna do the movie without his partner Will Smith. You know? So, he need to go back and redo this video. I don't believe that either.
Will Smith is likely to pay many penalties for slapping Rock, but his actions could hurt his immediate family. Word has it that Smith's family could see projects cancelled, much as Will Smith appears to be dealing with. Mercury News reports, in a fallout from Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars, his wife Jada Pinkett Smith and two of his children, Jaden and Willow, are also facing backlash and scrutiny to the extent that their own careers as performers and purveyors of reality television-style celebrity could be impacted. While this is unfair, Hollywood's hypersensitivity and cancel culture suggest the innocent victims could be hurt. In this case, Smith's wife Jada and adult children Jaden and Willow. The New York Times pointed out how Smith is confronting the very real possibility.
His wife, the one caused it. I mean, she the one should get banned and everything. I mean, she the one caused it. I mean, he under her. I mean. She's the dark prince behind the scenes, you know? She's just like my ex-wife, not worth it, you know? And she the one gave him the look. You go, are you going to go slap him, you know? No, and this man blaming, taking up for his wife and children. You know? His reputation has not been damaged. It's just put on hold. You know? People, don't lose faith in Will Smith. We've seen this before in a lot of stars. Okay? They made mistakes and bounced back. Will, he just made a big mistake in his career, in his moment to shine. He made that mistake on his night to shine. No, yeah, he had to pay for it. No doubt. He shouldn't have slapped the man. No doubt. Not nowhere. Even on TV or nowhere. No. But I don't think his reputation is ruined. I'm going to go ahead and cut this because some of the dirt I believe this person really don't like Will Smith, and I'm not giving up on Will Smith. First, he's an African American man, born in Philly. He made it out of the ghetto. He's a big time star. He made one big mistake, and he's going to bounce back from it. So if you're a fan of Will Smith, keep looking for Bad Boys 4 and looking for I Am Legend and other projects that come. And when they do come out, go out, support him. Show him that you forgiveness. And you can forgive the Caucasian man. You can forgive the African American man. He made it just like that Caucasian did. When I say Caucasian, I mean white. Okay, George Trapp do a video on Nancy Nicholson. This is the first of one of her co-stars. I don't know how long this was. This was like 10 years ago. Let's listen to some of this video to see what he had to say. But that slap is not the biggest thing in Hollywood. I mean, some of the big stuff in Hollywood is really big more. George Clooney.
This was back in the early 60s when the term Afro was not known. And Michelle had this big, huge, woolly, hat-like hair. No, an Afro. She was a pioneer way back then. And when Afros became de rigueur, then she started doing other things with her hair. She was a friend from my black group days. So when she came on board she did not do the pilot books. She came on board when we started the series, and it was great to have her on board. She brought her own special glamorous
magic. This is George Trapp talking about Nancy Nicholson. Wow. That's crazy. But the legend is gone. I mean, not gone. But she will never be forgotten, you know. And she's gonna be an icon in many ways. And I'm this I'm just, you know, one of the really black. I can call myself a wannabe actor because I wanted to be an actor too. And I'm one of the few people would admit that. And I just saw writing as one of my loves too. So I just took on writing. And I've been writing ever since I was, you know, I was 12. And I just couldn't really write that well, and all that, you know. And when I got 14, 15, Star Trek, Star Wars was already out. And these names like George Lucas and Gene Roddenberry and Steven Spielberg and many more was the thing. Was the thing to watch, you know. And other stars like Michael Jackson, he was a good writer. He made videos and stuff like that. He was not only the world's greatest performer, but he wrote videos like Moonwalker and all. Moonwalker video and all. That was his little mini movie. And Prince. Prince was another good star. He had Purple Rain. That's the only movie I like from him. That's what the only movie was good that he made. And Detroit Moon was one of his worst. It was a failure. Under the failure moon, you know. But to me, I think Michael was better than Prince. Just a little. I think they was just right on top. Right next to each other. Battling it out. Because he had good music. Michael had good music. The 80s and 90s, you couldn't choose from who you liked. When you saw a Prince video, then you go see a Michael Jackson video, you just keep on dancing. And especially when you go out to clubs and stuff. I mean, it was the time, man. And I still listen to the Prince, you know, and everything. I wish I can say, Alexa, play Purple Rain. You know, Alexa probably will. She heard me. This is some more contact from Nancy Nicholson and all. It's really, really obvious to know. But they still got Donald Trump around, you know. FBI search at Donald Trump. Let's go into and listen to this, guys. We already know the man was crooked. FBI's crooked too, so it really don't mean nothing to me. Wow, they did a search at Palm Beach at Trump house. Huh? Y'all Republicans are mad, huh?
Conducts investigations independently, and we leave any law enforcement
So that means the Republicans got something to hide too. Something that Donald Trump did, and that's why they getting mad. Because now we might know the truth. We're really going on. You know, might not be nothing to people. Y'all Donald Trump lovers might not be nothing, you know. But the FBI raided his home and got some documents. Look at all these Donald Trump supporters. These are just people that just don't understand, you know. They just don't understand the country, you know. And this man said they never had nothing on them. Yes, they did. They had a lot of stuff on them. And Donald Trump's supporters is just, you know. And he's not going to run again. That's right.
Negativity for our country, and we came here to celebrate.
And as we come back out, we can't have. And that woman was white. She was Caucasian. And so we know there was some people. Wow. Now, I don't know how long this was. I just caught it, the Brent Subban on YouTube. I don't know if this is old news or kind of old news or last year or whatever, but I just took a glimpse of it. No. But people, that's some of the content that I'm doing on YouTube. I'm just looking for some content and discussing it. And as I discussed it, I will pay some YouTube videos and all. And I'll make some comments. I'll ask y'all to make some comments on my channel and all. You know. The top 10 celebrities still hate Will Smith. Man, just let it go, okay? I didn't know Smooth Dog hate Will Smith. And Smooth Dog, if you listen, Will Smith can open a lot of doors for you, you know. Yeah. He can open a lot of doors for you. Shouldn't hate. I'm not even going to watch this video. Because they just talking about Will Smith too much. And they got a guy on here kissing another guy. I guess this actor came out the closet, you know, back in the early days. And another story on Donald Trump and with the FBI, Chris Rock, with Will Smith and all. It's just a lot of stuff with Donald Trump and all. But I'm also going to get into the strange new worlds of the ghostly worlds of the other side of the dead and stuff like that. And you're talking about planets and aliens. And all the good things, you know. Not only this, not only breaking news with this and stuff, but other good things. I mean, so I just want y'all to keep watching. Keep watching, okay? Keep listening. Keep listening and watching, because I'm going to have good music. I'm going to have that music that you want. I'm going to have that gospel music that you want. And it's just going to be a good things, you know? Good things. Oh boy, they talking about if Star Wars a ripoff of what that Star Ring? What the hell is Star Ring? I don't know, people. It's just see what's going on here, okay? Just for a minute. It's almost time to go. I'm going to try to make episode 4, maybe episode 5, and I'm not tired. Star Crash. Sure not. Come on, people. Star Crash. No, he did not. Where'd they get the stuff from? No, it's not. Star Crash. This is not Star Wars. It's completely different. And you know what? I'm going to go through and just show you how different it is. The movie starts with this shot of a spaceship, which is completely different than the opening shot of Star Wars, because in Star Wars, there's two ships. So, there you go. Anyways, this ship is looking for some kind of a weapon. When all of a sudden, there's red balls, and they appear out of nowhere to cause everyone on the ship to get terrible headaches and collapse on the floor. A couple of escape pods detach from the ship as it flies towards the planet and suddenly explodes. Y'all hearing this? Star Crash. Come on, Star Wars was Star Wars ripped off Star Crash.
Like Han and Chewbacca. Wrong. Okay? Completely different.
One person said this movie was 1970, and yes, a private and for about Star Wars, ahead of Star Wars, was at the time and had much of a grandeur of George Lucas. But George Lucas was already out there filming Star Wars, and this movie came out in 1970. He was already filming Star Wars, you know?
So she swims over to the ship and just goes inside. Only guess, this is super advanced space equipment here. And she finds a crew member unconscious and brings him back to their ship somehow. Just wondering how you did this. I mean, getting him back to the ship, that would suit. Just gonna expose him to the vacuum of space. Somehow I feel like that would throw a wrench in the whole rescue effort thing. It turns out that the guy is just in shock, mumbling about red monsters. But that doesn't matter because the space police have followed her space trail. And now she's surrounded. Anyways, now we're introduced to the bad guy, Count Zarth R. Zarth, not Darth. And one of his downboat troopers tells
Amen.
Him that there's a survivor from
You
the
see this star crash and you see Star Wars. You will appreciate Star Wars more. This man is just a bunch of bull. And I didn't put a like, I put a dislike. He don't know what he's talking about. I mean, Star Crash was not copying. Star Wars was not copying from Star Crash. Star Crash with a black and white, low budget ripoff. We still, thank God we got Star Wars. Because we would still got those same movies, just like Star Crash, it wasn't for George Lucas. George Lucas came out with Star Wars, and when them ships came to you, you was like, what the hell? No, Star Crash don't have nothing like that in there. I gotta go, people. And I'll see you in episode 4. Okay? But that's some of the contact you get on YouTube. Just YouTubers trying to mess things up for you. I'm a Star Wars fan, not a Star Crash fan. Am I always gonna be a Star Wars fan? And I'm never going to watch Star Crash. Star Crash is a low budget B movie. Star Wars is a big budget movie. And you watch Star Crash, you're going to appreciate Star Wars. Because George Lucas was never went to make Star Wars. We were still getting movies just like that. He changed how science fiction made. That's why Star Trek got reboots. Star Trek inspired Star Wars. Star Wars rebooted Star Trek. No Star Trek, no Star Crash rebooted Star Trek. I guess the next video gonna be Star Crash 2. Star Trek ripped off Star Crash 2. Man, get out of here. Good night, everybody. Time to go. Live long and prosper. May the force be with you. And as always, Ashley, and we love you.